Okay, let's see here. Nick calling us from Seattle. Hi, Nick.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, I'm waiting to get out in the sunshine, aren't you?
I've been out in a little bit, so I'm
Oh,
happy.
good.
You know, before I ask my question, the caller before, after the break, you gave a website to go to send letters regarding the FDA's messing around with pharmaceuticals. And what was that address again? You spoke it so fast,
Sure.
I couldn't write it down.
I'm sorry. It's ANH, the letters ANH dash USA
Okay.
dot ORG.
Okay. Now to my question. I recently saw my regular physician this week and had blood tests done. Now I am being treated with a cholesterol medication as well as a blood pressure medication. But for a while now, my creatinine levels in the kidneys have started to elevate. And I've done just a little bit of research, and I know that both of those types of medications, or both of those types of conditions, I should say, can increase the creatinine levels in the kidneys. But is there some natural way to reduce those levels of creatinine in the kidneys?
The other thing to look at, sir, that tells us if this is a kidney problem is the blood test that's usually right next to the creatinine test on the report form. It's called BUN, which stands for blood urea nitrogen. Now, was that one elevated too, or just the creatinine?
You know, I'd have to look that one up. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, if they're both elevated, we really got to worry about the kidneys, no question. However, if the one called BUN is perfectly normal, just last week I saw someone who's smack in the middle of normal on the BUN, and the creatinine was elevated, not greatly, but it was elevated, then we can't say, oh, this is a kidney problem. In fact, if a person goes out and does heavy exercise the day before the test, has a little more muscle breakdown, their creatinine will go up and it might not be cleared. And that is occasionally the reason why the creatinine is up and the blood urea nitrogen is okay. Now, let's just take the worst case for a moment, just in case. And they're both up. Well, that means the kidneys are starting to get weak. And one of the quickest things we can do to protect against kidney failure, and I am not kidding you, there's research on this, is go get sodium bicarbonate, good old baking soda, and put a teaspoon of that stuff in water and drink it down at bedtime every night. And what do you know? It really slows the progression of kidney failure. I did not say it stops it, but it slows it. So you'll have time to get to a natural medicine doctor, and they can tell you about all the other things that help turn around kidney failure. One of our clinic doctors, Dr. Davis Lamson, Lamson, and myself, we put out a publication over a decade ago about people in early stages of kidney failure, BUN elevated, creatinine elevated, not horribly so, but still enough to be, ooh, this is a worry, and about how those people got it turned around back to normal within a few months. There's a number of natural substances and supplements that'll help turn it around. The baking soda, though, is accessible to everybody, and it really slows it down if they're both
Okay.
elevated.
And I'll check that out. The creatinine level was, I think, 2.89, so it's not real high, but it's higher than what
Right.
Western doctors call the normal
You
range.
got.
So,
Yes, I
and
agree
I'll
with that,
check
sir.
that BUN.
Yeah.
Do you have those supplements available at the Tahoma Clinic dispensary?
The ones that Dr. Lamps and I put in our publication, yes, we do, or actually worked with the people that we published about. Yes, they're in our dispensary, sir, and the product manager there can tell you what they are.
Okay. Two other things. One, I worked with your wife back when you bought the building in Tukwila. She
Well,
had a
thank you
number
for
of
doing that,
questions,
sir.
and at the time I was working in the fire department, so I helped. But the other thing is, how is Dr. Hallsworth doing? Do you hear from him anymore?
Yes, I hear from him once in a long time. He went back to Colorado. His wife just didn't like the Seattle weather. I can't blame the lady. So yes, he's doing well. He's back in Colorado doing his thing.
Great. I helped him do his essential water study here, so I'm glad to hear that. And I hear from him occasionally. But anyway, thank you so much, doctor, and I will check that BUN score, and then I will probably take a trip down to the dispensary and find out what exactly is recommended. And if that isn't sufficient, then I will make an appointment to come back in and see you again.
Yeah, and I might check in if I'm not available for whatever reason, because I do leave town every once in a while. I might check in with Dr. Lamson. He's really up on this.
Okay. I've got his name written down. So I thank you for that, and have a blessed weekend.
You too, sir, and thank you for calling.